And welcome to Pink Flamingo RV Radio, the voice of the RV industry. I'm your host, Tracy Miller, and thanks for joining us. Well, as usual, every week I say this, joining me in studio happens to be the guy who is the staff photographer, the audio engineer, and something new added to his plate this week, my son, Austin Miller. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. First off, we'd like to thank our sponsors, beginning with Unique RV in Henderson, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Mario and Mike Shertino. This is the father and son duo. They have been in the RV industry for over 45 years now, and they do absolutely unbelievable work on repair needs. So if you need any work, go down, call them. Also, we have the Auto Collections inside the Link Hotel and Casino on the Strip in Las Vegas. This is Rob Williams, and they have 125,000 square feet filled to the brim of every possible car that you can think of. And now, starting with these past few weeks, my car has been in there. It's a 1971 Fiat 500L. Go down to autocollections.com and you can see that car there along with the other unbelievable cars in that showroom, and you can check out more of what they've got. And if you go to our links page or our sponsors page, you can find out more about each of those sponsors there.
Yeah, it's kind of cool going to autocollections.com, seeing all these unbelievable cars like Bentleys and Rolls Royces and race cars, and then your little Fiat pops up. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's nice to see that it made it into the big time now.
All right, well, beyond what you can see with our sponsors page and our links page, we also want to remind you that we have an advertisers page. So please visit that by going to our website, which is pinkflamingorvradio.com. You can visit any of those advertisers and support those folks. They are all good people. And you can also find all of the locations where you can now listen to Pink Flamingo RV Radio. There is a locations button on our website where you can find all of the locations where Pink Flamingo RV Radio can be heard, such as our new podcast host at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/RV. That will take you directly to our page. Also, we're on Facebook every week. We post every show there if you happen to be a Facebook person. And then there are other locations, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher on your phone, Scatter Radio, Mixcloud, and now we are on iHeartRadio. That was a big one for us, so we were very impressed that we made it there. Please don't forget that we also have an Instagram account. Now, you'll know why we haven't posted anything in the last couple of days. You'll find out here in just a bit. But if you are not an Instagram account holder and you do not do Instagram, you can still find the same pictures and all of the titles that go along with it on our website under our Pinkstagram page. So all of those Instagram pictures actually get shared over to our website. All right, I said you'd find out more as to why we haven't loaded pictures onto our Instagram account this week. And there's a little bit of a change in format this week, just due to the fact we are announcing on this show that we have a new Pink Flamingo RV Radio YouTube channel. So you actually came up with our very first video, and it happens to highlight your vintage trailer.
Yeah, I did. We created this new video in hopes that we can show what another part of this industry that we're involved with rescuing old vintage trailers. And this video is actually about my trailer that we first rescued. And I have to say, my favorite part of this video is at the 725 mark. It makes me happy every time I see it.
I don't know why you're so hooked on that portion of it, but yeah, it was good. For me, I think it was pretty much the ending. We were done with that rescue. It was 4 days worth of nothing but tedious digging and shoveling and jacking up and moving around. It was a lot of work.
Well, it was a ton of work, but it was all worth it.
Well, we want to get back to what it was we're doing. The reason we're doing this is what Austin said. We want to be able to spotlight other things that happen in the industry, in the RV lifestyle. This one happened to be something that we are a particular part of the hobby, and that is vintage RV collecting. And this was his trailer that we happened to find. As I said, it was 4 days of getting this trailer out of its location where it had been for 50 years, all condensed down to about an 8-minute video. So that's why I say it was nice after 4 days to finally see the ending of it. But we had fun watching it as we were putting it together. We had a great time being able to sit back and look at it with your final cut that you did. And just the fact that we can now share with what goes into a vintage rescue for those of you who are not into it. So because of the fact that I said there's so much more going on in the RV industry, we wanted to bring you visuals of what there is to actually experience out there. It will be anything from rallies to rescues, RV reviews to relaxation. All of these will be titled under one of the three categories, either rescues, reviews, or relax. And we want to be bringing you videos of virtually anywhere we happen to stop and find something interesting along the way. There will be new RV reviews, product reviews. If you have a product or a new RV that you want us to talk about, let us know. We'd love to be able to do that. Also, what happens when you are rescuing a vintage trailer, you'll see some of that in this very first video. And also the relaxing part of being at a campground, what there are as far as views or activities at those campgrounds. So it'll give you more of a visual as opposed to just us talking about it on our show. So this week, instead of our regular show format and our guests, we put all of our efforts into beginning our YouTube channel. This was a little bit of a feat in itself. So again, Austin, thank you very much for getting all that done. I think you did a great job on editing the video. We hope everyone enjoys that. But it was fun doing it, wasn't it?
Oh, I had a blast and can't wait for the next one. It's going to be fun.
All right, folks. Well, we hope you enjoy our very first video as well as everything else that we have planned in the future. Please go to YouTube. You can go to our channel by Pink Flamingo RV Radio, and each one of those words is capitalized. And please give us a like. If you would also subscribe to our channel, that would be great. Okay, subscription is only one video right now, but we had to start somewhere. So enjoy. We hope you have a good time with it. We look forward to giving you more videos here in the very near future. And until next week, travel safe and enjoy the RV lifestyle.